Hello everyone and welcome to Drama Talk. Well, it's been quite a long time. If I think back at when I started this, it was a year ago basically, and it never went any further. So, you know guys, when life happens and all your plans go out the window, well, that was 2018 for me. Plans went out the window and podcasts out the window and blogs out the window. But this year I told life to stop happening. Basically, just life, let me leave. And that's what I'm going to do. That's why I came back to you guys, because I really love talking about this. I love blogging about this. I love blogging about dramas. I just started watching new dramas. I started watching Chinese dramas, which is a whole nother world, which I was not ready for, but eventually I got sucked into it, guys. Don't ask me how it happened, it just happened. Anyways, you guys have noticed that there is a name change. It's not K-Drama Talk with Eerie, but Drama Talk with Eerie, because we are going to include everything. We're going to talk about Korean, Chinese, well, at the moment Korean and Chinese, because that's what I watch. If eventually I start watching any other Asian drama, I will also talk about it. I really want to make episodes every week, and I want you guys to discuss with me, to listen. I want you guys to tell me what you want to talk about, what do you want to discuss, what do you want to hear about. I'm all for it. This year is going to be great for all of us. And by the way, I just want to say, guys, happy 2019. I was lost there. Happy 2019 for all of you. I don't know where you're listening this podcast from, but wherever you are, I hope 2019 brings a lot of good things for you, a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, and I hope the sun shines for all of us, because I am waiting for that sun this year. Well, I want to talk about the classics. Every Thursday, guys, I want to bring an episode talking about the classic K-dramas. Right now, I'm only going to touch on the subject of classic K-dramas, because that's what I have watched. I'm going to talk about K-dramas that I have watched and that I haven't watched, and I will review from time to time. Regarding the classics, I want to start with what I've watched. I love that most of the times, the classics are the dramas that bring us to K-drama, to the whole world of Hallyu, to the whole world of Korean culture, and that beauty of exploring and discovering just this new genre of TV series that you haven't heard of before. I mean, I did grow up watching anime, so I'm not, you know, a stranger to Asian entertainment, Asian television, but Korean dramas was just something that was of another world for me. It was just amazing. So I do want to start this first episode by talking about my favorite classic and my favorite K-drama, Secret Garden. So I hope you're ready, grab your tea, and let's talk.
Thank you.
Okay, so have you grabbed your tea? Great, so let's go on. Secret Garden, right. How do I start? First of all, Secret Garden is my favorite dramas of all time. I don't know how many times I have watched this drama. It's just that drama that brought me into K-dramas, just sucked me in, and I was like, oh my goodness, what is this crazy? What is this? It's crazy. There's so much going on in one drama. There's so much going on in one series that you're just like, what the hell did I just watch? And then you're like, I want to watch it again. So I am guilty of repeating it quite a few times. I binge watched it the first time because, well, at the time I started watching K-dramas, it was a time in my life that it wasn't going so well. Things weren't going great. And I had no job at the time. I really wasn't working. I wasn't doing anything. So I had a lot of free time. So basically, K-dramas just... some of them, it was just a rough year that I went through. That's exactly when I started watching it. It was that time that really lifted me up, gave me the lift that I needed. That and so much more that happened, of course. But I do have to say that K-drama helped a little bit in a lot of like my mental state, a lot of like, you know, my moods, improved my mood quite a lot. I mean, just the fact of being like this whole new world, it was completely different, it was completely mesmerizing, and I was just, you know, amazed by it. I'm amazed by all the beauty of it. So back to Secret Garden. Sorry guys, I ramble a lot. So back to Secret Garden, I started watching it after I had watched other two classics, which I'm also going to discuss. But the other two classics didn't do much as Secret Garden did. And then I watched Secret Garden and I was like, okay, what is this? Because it was just the whole, you know, all the cliches, all the rich guy, poor girl, the gender switch, the magic, a little bit of magic and supernatural. You know, the comedy was there, the drama was there, it was everything packed in one, and it was amazing. I mean, I laughed, I cried, I just went nuts around just because of it. So it was amazing, and it still is amazing. You know, sometimes I go back to watch it and I think, wow, it still has the same effect on me as it did the first time I watched it. So once I watched Secret Garden, I was like, okay, now I want to watch more K-dramas. And I basically binge watched Secret Garden because I had nothing to do in my life other than watch K-drama at that time, at that point in my life. So I just watched like the episodes like one after the other. And when I got to the end, I was like, you know, that when you feel empty, it just gave me that empty feeling like, oh no, it's finished. Oh no, what do I do now? You know, let me find another one like that. And so it began my obsession. Well, it's a controlled obsession now, guys, because I didn't have a life by then, but now I have a life. So of course, I don't watch K-dramas like I used to before, you know, all day, every day, all day, every day. No, I mean, I watch on my free time, when I have something to do, when I don't. So when I don't have something to do, when I'm like relaxing, when I want to relax, that's when I watch K-dramas now. But at the time, it was all day, every day. So yeah. Anyways, I want you to know in the comments below, like in the comments, how many of you have watched Secret Garden? Have you heard of it before? What was your impression about it? So let's discuss. Let me know. Right. So the drama starts as it follows. So basically, Kim Joon, which is our main character played by Hyun Bin, is a CEO of a company. He has a cousin. His cousin is a famous singer, Oscar, which is played by Yoon Sang-hyun. He's trying to help his cousin get over a scandal because his cousin and the scandals with the ladies is just too much. And in this whole mix of trying to help his cousin, he ends up meeting our female lead, which is Gil Larim. So she's played by Ha Ji Won. And in this case, as they meet, he just finds that girl like really, really amazing. And he finds her, okay, this woman is weird. First of all, she's cold. And second of all, she's too tough to be a woman. And third of all, she's a stunt double. So our main character is a strong woman. She's a stunt double. She has that idea. She has gone through a lot in life, which you will discover. I really don't want to put spoilers here because I want you guys, the ones who haven't watched it, I want you guys to go and watch it and, I want you guys to watch it and then discover for yourselves. I don't want to ruin it because I know if people tell me what happens in the movie, in a drama, or in anything that I haven't watched yet, I get pissed off. So you have like a contrast between the two. You have our female lead, which is like, the poor girl. She lives with her friend, shares a house, and she doesn't have her whole family with her. And then the rich guy who has the whole family, but he's lonely. So with this being said, we also are introduced not only to Oscar, which is like amazing. Oscar is like an amazing character in this drama. First of all, that man screams a lot. Okay, guys, let me tell you, that's what I learned with this drama. With Secret Garden, my first Korean word I learned was yeah, because I heard yeah so many times that I thought, what the hell is yeah? Every time they were like, yeah, yeah, I was like, what is this? And this was my first Korean word, yeah. So basically it's just saying, hey, you. Hey, you. So Oscar is like, the comedy relief character. We have the secretary Kim, and we also have Yoon Seo, which is played by Kim Sarang. So she is Oscar's first love, who becomes entangled in all this love circle. I mean, love triangle that becomes a square and also a circle. It's a whole complication of love in there. So we see this whole story develop and go by, and midway we have like even the mystery part of it, or the it's not mystery that I want to say, it's like the supernatural part of it is when they change body. Basically, our two leads will change bodies, and when they change bodies, they will have to leave as each other. So our girl is going to be in the body of the man, and she has to leave as the rich CEO, and the rich CEO is going to be in the woman's body, so he has to leave as the poor girl. So basically they will learn more about their own lives, like they will learn more about each other's lives because of this experience, because of having to change bodies. And that's when the drama becomes interesting. Like, guys, it becomes so interesting because you just see two different perspectives and they start learning about each other in a way that they were not learning in the beginning. Okay, I think that's all I'm gonna say about the drama. I think that's all I'm going to say about what happens, because I do not want to spoil it, but there's a lot that you guys will enjoy. All the characters will have really nice development. Like, basically our main leads will develop so well. Also our second leads will also have like a really nice relationship development. It's going to be slower, but it will bloom. And then you have the third characters, the secondary characters that are also going to be quite important to the story. I think that the best thing about this is just you get to see a little bit of every character. So sometimes the drama is just so focused in the main leads that there's no development for other characters. And what I like about this one is there's development for a lot of characters. There's development for the secondary characters as well, and that's what I like about it. So the genre itself is a romantic drama. It's supernatural. It's gender change, it's comedy, it's a little bit of everything. That's why I'm telling you guys, there's a lot, you know. There's there's the mother-in-law, you know, the mean mother-in-law. There's that whole classic throw water at your face. There's the classic rich douchebag. There's the classic poor girl, you know, who's independent. There's a lot. And I just want to say that the best thing about this drama is how the story is going to go and how the characters are linked from the very beginning without even knowing. And that's something that happens a lot as well in K-dramas. You see that the main characters, and that's not in every drama, that is not a rule, but most of the dramas, most of the, especially the romance, the romantic dramas or the rom-coms, they will have like the main characters know each other from the beginning when they were children and then later on meet in the future. So basically that happens a lot, it really does. So that's something that you will see, that they were connected from the beginning at a scene that was so important. And I really want to say something, but I am not going to spoil it, so I'm going to leave it here. Let me just see what else am I missing. I think that's about it, about the drama, about how it goes. That's about it. And that's it, guys. Well, basically, about the drama, that's pretty much all I wanted to cover. The characters have been covered, the story itself has been covered, and it's just one of those dramas that left such an impact in the drama community and in Korea as well. I mean, one of the main characters, he uses like this tracksuits, and that became really iconic. So the tracksuits itself is like, it became iconic. The soundtracks became iconic. So it's something that, you know, it's a type of drama. And let me tell you guys something, when you see a drama that leaves you know, an iconic cultural reference, that's a drama that made impact. So Secret Garden was definitely it. I want you guys to take a look into it and to enjoy it. And if you have any questions, if you want to discuss, if you want to know more, feel free to comment, you know, comment on this podcast. Feel free to follow my Instagram page and the Twitter. And, you know, let's see each other. Let's discuss, you know, around social networks. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for staying with me at this episode. And this was the first one, so I did try not to make it too big, but I think it's quite big. I will try to make shorter episodes, but if you guys are okay with this one, let me know as well. And I hope to see you guys next week on another Revisiting the Classics, and hopefully we'll talk about another good classic. So I'll leave you guys with the soundtrack of Secret Garden, and I hope to see you next week. Have a good week. Bye.